All glories, all glories to Lord Jagannath. Who has appeared as the dear son of Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Devi. All the three worlds offer prayers unto his lotus feet. In Nilachala he holds the conch shell disc club and lotus flower, while in the town of Nadia he holds a sannyasi staff and water pot. It is said that in olden times, as Lord Ramachandra, he killed the demon Ravana. Then later, as Lord Krishna, he revealed the splendorously opulent pastimes of Goloka. Now he has come again as Lord Gauranga, the golden avatar. Endowed with the ecstatic mood of Sri Radha and has spread widely the chanting of the holy names, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vasudev Ghosh says with folded hands, he who is Gaura is he who is Krishna, is he who is Jagannath. I'm very grateful to each and every one of you for being such special instruments of Srila Prabhupada's grace. Whatever Srila Prabhupada did, he put his heart, his soul, into doing it as an offering of love to his spiritual master, to our Guru Parampara, Sri Panchatattva and Sri Radha Madhava. Every moment was a concentrated, pure offering of devotion. Why someone at 69 years old would leave Vrindavan to go on a journey that was so full of troubles, uncertainties, hardships. No one in the entire planet Earth put any pressure on him to go. No one expected him to go. No one had ever done it before in our Sampradaya's history. Sometimes we wake up from Mangal Arati even though we don't feel like it, because we're expected to. So many other people are gonna go, and I should go. So having association of devotees to give us that sense of responsibility, to remind us, that type of devotional pressure is very healthy. It protects us from our tendency to justify lethargy. But in Srila Prabhupada's case, there was no one who was on this planet putting any pressure on him. He
It was 30 years before his Guru Maharaj. Actually, it was 40 years before that his Guru Maharaj gave him this instruction. Teach Lord Chaitanya's message in the English language and spread it all over the world. He didn't specifically say he should physically travel. He just told him to spread it all over the world. And more or less, he gave that instruction to all of his disciples. And many of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada's disciples were great paramhamsas, very empowered, pure devotees, preachers, scholars. Srila Prabhupada, he was motivated because he was deeply connected to the spirit of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda's compassion to all the fallen souls throughout the world. And he could understand that compassion was manifesting through his Guru Maharaj in this instruction. So he put his life into everything he did. His life was his love, his compassion for such a great Vaishnava. Life is not just that which gives consciousness to the body and the mind, because the insects have that life. Everyone who's alive has that life. But when we realize what is the true essence and constitutional nature of that life force, it is unconditional love. That unconditional love was manifested in this world in its highest fullness as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Radha Bhava Duti Subalitam Nomi Krishna Swarupam. Krishna comes to taste the sweetness of Sri Radha's love. And in that love, to not only taste it himself, but to distribute that love to the people in this world. Srila Prabhupada's life was that love. And love is expressed through service. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates, they came to this world especially to give this love, this prema, through Harinam. Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami tells that Lord Chaitanya came with a garland of prema bhakti and Harinam Sankirtan. He placed that garland around the entire planet Earth, the whole world. That was his mission. The deeper our spiritual love is, the deeper we truly want to please the object of our love. And sometimes Krishna puts obstacles in the path of a devotee just to show the world what is the nature of this Sharanagati, this loving surrender of a devotee. If Prahlad Maharaj had a very nice, respectful father who didn't agree with him, but thought, whatever makes you happy makes me happy. One of those types of fathers. We would have never been concerned with Prahlad Maharaj. He may have had the same devotion and the same surrender and the same love for Krishna. But because of the obstacles he had to pass through, Mahajano Yena Gatasapanta, he's one of the great Mahajans, who even millions of years later, he's giving us so much inspiration. If the Pandavas, headed by Yudhisthira and Arjuna and Bhima, if they worked it out nicely with Duryodhana, there would have been no Mahabharata. There would have been no Bhagavad Gita. So throughout our Vaishnav history, if we look at Ambarish Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj, we saw how they grew, or how they express their devotion, even in very difficult experiences. For those who are on the path of purification, these difficulties, they help us to understand how serious we need to be to humble ourselves, to take shelter. To take shelter of Krishna and to take shelter of the process which brings us to Krishna. Hearing about Krishna, chanting the holy names of Krishna, coming to holy places with devotees to take shelter of Krishna, worshipping the deity of Krishna. These processes of bhakti are not just things to do. They're the means by which we take shelter of the Supreme Lord. And according to the insets, the sincerity, the intensity, the urgency, and humility, that's how it is going to affect us. Bhakti is a path of what we're supposed to do, along with the spirit of how we're supposed to do it. Yes, Srila Prabhupada, he put his heart and soul, his love and compassion in everything he did. In his books, he asked us to read his books as a way of accepting his life of compassion. as a way of showing our gratitude to him for that. He's put his life and his presence in his books. And he wants to be with us individually and personally. He's inviting us to come and meet him by sincerely reading those books and discussing them among each other. And with that inspiration, to share them with others, with the whole world. He gave us the holy names. He gave us so many communities. He gave us temples. He gave us Sri Mayapur Dham. He put his heart and soul into this community. From a little straw hut, he developed it personally and inspired his loving disciples to take all sorts of risks, endure all sorts of hardships joyfully to develop it. And in the mid-1970s, he invited all his disciples from all over the world to come to Mayapur for a wonderful festival. And he was personally there, and that became an annual event. And of course, not everyone could come, but whoever possible would come. And he was setting a principle. So each and every one of you have come. Some from long distances, different countries of the world. And of course, just traveling from one part of India to another part of India is sometimes more of a hardship than crossing the whole world to get here. But you are all here. So you are all very special. And I thank you. The song we sang today is written by one of the direct personal associates of Lord Chaitanya, Vasudev Ghosh. There were three brothers that lived in this area of Navadvip: Govinda Ghosh, Madhava Ghosh, and Vasu Ghosh. They were especially loved by the devotees for their kirtan. In fact, in the Rath Yatra every year later, Lord Chaitanya assigned Vasu Ghosh and his brother to be the lead singers of one of the Sankirtan parties. And Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita especially describes how they would sing about the wonderful qualities and pastimes of Vrindavan. They would transport the whole devotee community into Vrindavan through their sweet songs. This song is very special because it is written as a prayer of devotion by a rare, special personality who descended from the spiritual world with Lord Chaitanya. He witnessed his Navadvip pastimes. He witnessed his pastimes in Jagannath Puri. He was among all these associates that we read about and talk about and sing about. What he's singing, what he has written, is what he personally saw with his own eyes, directly heard and felt with his heart. Sachinandan, the son of Sachi Devi, who took the role of a devotee, who sometimes, in his absolute complete humility, was like an ordinary person. He just wanted to serve. But at other times, he manifested his true tattva as the avatari. Sava avatara sarasiromani kevala ananda kanda. He's the essence of all incarnations of God and given us such a simple process.